Is a third party a good idea? Is a third party viable? Those are the kinds of questions that have been picking up a lot of steam lately for obvious reasons, but at the same time, it seems like an odd question to ask for at least one big reason, too. Not that the big reason in question has any basis in reality, of course, since the 2020 election was completely safe, totally secure, and absolutely legitimate. Obviously, the sorts of things that some crackpots and conspiracy theorists are saying about Joe Biden's totally legit haul of an Obama-crushing, record-shattering vote total while barely leaving his basement to campaign, well, those conspiracy theories are obviously baseless, crazy, and should probably result in the immediate arrest and indefinite incarceration of anyone thinking that way. Am I right? So we obviously won't be dignifying the insanity of such lunacy with a serious analysis of those unhinged claims here for several reasons, including that such conversations are no longer allowed openly in the land of the free and the home of the NSA. So what we're going to do here instead is pause, shift gears, take a breath, and kick into a sci-fi sort of mode and imagine, just imagine, that a long time ago in a faraway star system, there was an evil emperor who had completely rigged the political system that he was operating in. He rigged it so well and so smoothly that it still had just enough of the appearance of the old uncorrupted system that he'd perverted, so that many people still participating in the system, having believed in it and loved it and participated in it for so long, wouldn't allow themselves to acknowledge and just couldn't accept that it was now an openly rigged farce, even though the rigging had become flagrant and obvious to anyone paying any attention at all. I know, this is what a crazy fantasy scenario, am I right? It's hard to even believe in a science fiction context, I understand, but hang in there, bear with me just a little more, because it gets even more fantastic. But before I wrap up this totally fictional example, if you appreciate thoughts and conversations like this, please like and share this video and subscribe to the channel. Let me know your thoughts in the comments section too, because all of those things really help to get this brand new channel off the ground. To get connected with me on social media or shoot me an email, go to hellraiserreport.com. You can find me there, and on the homepage at the bottom, you can see all the platforms that we're starting to build on. Okay, now back to our completely fictional story. So these good but confused people who still haven't accepted reality where the nature of their political system is concerned and are still clinging to memories of a once honest and noble system of democratic processes operating in their galactic republic, they decide that maybe what they ought to do to confront the obviously rigged system is start a new political party and run for office in elections that everyone knows are rigged by the evil emperor. Would that make any sense? Any sense at all, as a strategy, I mean. Would a new party be viable in a rigged system? In this completely fictional sci-fi example, would it make sense for the fictional good guy characters in question to try to take on a system built around rigged elections by running candidates from a new party in those elections? Or, in such a scenario, might another approach be needed? Something to think about. And it's something that leads me to think of a quote from JFK right back here. Now we're coming back to reality here, actual history, away from our sci-fi fantastic example. As bizarre as that was, I'm coming back to consider this JFK quote in light of all that we've been considering here. The quote is this: "Those who make peaceful revolution impossible will make violent revolution inevitable."